If you weren't afraid. That is today's theme. I am Rebecca Lyons. Welcome back to the Stressed to Blessed podcast. Now, fear prevents a lot of us from moving forward with the things that we want to do. Fear can impact every single area of our life, relationships, work, friendships, our purpose. You know, being a woman, and so many women struggle with this. I've struggled with so much fear, so much imposter syndrome. It has held me back massively. And yeah, I'm still ahead when it comes to like going after the things that I want to do. I'm ahead of a lot of other people, yet I'm also behind so many people. So when it comes to fear, a lot of the times we will compare ourselves to other people. And that's just pointless because we have no idea what they've been through, what they've overcome, and what challenges they've been through. To be honest with you, the more that you will put yourself out there, the more challenges you will face. The moment you say to yourself, I want to start my own business, or I want to start a family, or I want to become a travel content creator, you will be faced with so many challenges because you are not there yet. Okay, because if you were there, you'd be there, you'd be doing it. So as soon as you decide that you want something, challenges are going to crash on top of you. Now, what most people do is they take that as a sign that they shouldn't be doing it. And that's not how it works. So if you even just take one thing away from this episode, I want you to know that the moment you decide to step outside of your comfort zone, the moment that you decide that you want to do something differently, something you've never done before, you are going to be faced with challenges. And that's a good thing. Okay. You want to see the challenges, welcome them in, and be like, oh, okay. Okay. The universe, God, source, creator is getting me ready to become that version of me. I myself have faced so many challenges when it came to running my own business, when it came to showing up on social media, creating my own offerings, services, products. I'm telling you, like, I have faced so many challenges. And when I did not have the mindset that challenges are good, challenges are a part of the process, I would just crumble. I would completely crumble at the first challenge, and I would take it as a sign from the universe that I'm not meant to be doing it. And that is not the case. So, going back to the question, if you weren't afraid, what would you do? I want you to think about this for a moment. Remove the fear, of judgment, the fear of rejection, and the fear of failure. What would you do? Would you be working the job that you're working? Would you be in the relationship that you're in? Would you be friends with the people that you're friends with? Would you be doing the same day-to-day things if you weren't afraid? And if the answer is no, what would you be doing? This is such a great exercise to tap into your imagination. The brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So, if you took away all the limitations, because in the imagination there are no limitations, what would you be doing? How would you start your day? Would you be exercising more? Would you be eating differently? Would you be doing a different job? Would you dress differently? Would you show up on social media? Would you step outside of your comfort zone? What would you do if you weren't afraid? Now, you can pause this episode, go and grab a journal or just write on your phone and get it out of here and put it onto paper. You, if you aren't driving, could close your eyes. Take a deep breath and just tune in go within, not what would other people expect me to do, not what can I do, but what would you do if you weren't afraid? If you asked yourself this question every single day, every single morning, I mean, what would you achieve? You could get so far in life. Most of the time, we don't do things because we're afraid. And typically, as a woman, we're afraid that we're going to get rejected. We're afraid that we're going to get laughed at or spoken badly about by our friends, by our family, by strangers, people we went to school with, people we work with. We're so afraid that they're going to talk badly about us behind our backs. I know for me, I was so afraid that people would misunderstand my message. I talk a lot about overcoming my really bad mental health. I struggled very badly to the point where I couldn't work and I went on medication and I was ill. My thoughts made me sick, genuinely. So I like to talk about overcoming that. I like to talk about doing things differently, stepping outside of your comfort zone. Sometimes I refer to life as the game of life and how to not be a loser. And I'm not talking about a loser as in the typical meaning of a loser. I mean, how to not lose at life. And the way that you lose at life is when you don't show up. You don't step outside of your comfort zone. You don't try new things. And I would be so afraid that people would take that badly. Who does she think she is? Blah, blah, blah. So I would dilute my message. I would be inconsistent. I would show up and then I would get afraid and then I would hide. Not anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. When you've been to hell and back with your mental, emotional, and physical health, people see that. Maybe see that as a bad thing. I see that as a very good thing because when you've been there, when you've been to rock bottom, when you felt like you can't go on, you don't want to go on anymore, you don't want to live anymore. People think that that's the worst thing ever. And of course, it's terrible at the time. But when you come out of it, you just can't be rocked in the same way anymore. People don't get to you as much. You don't care about other people anymore because you know what it's taken to rebuild yourself back up again. So you're not going to let anyone knock you down again. So I repeat the question. What would you do if you weren't afraid? Would you start your own business? Would you dye your hair a different color? Would you wear no makeup? Some people, myself included, are so afraid of how good life can get, are so afraid of taking up space and being different that they just don't try. They hold themselves back. Is that you? Can you relate to that? What are you sick of doing day in and day out? What do you want to change? What are you afraid of? I want you to dig so deep with this episode. This is such a good episode to listen to if you're walking, if you can grab your journal, if you can sit down and close your eyes and really go within and ask yourself and be honest. Because if you're not honest with yourself, you'll never know. You'll never know. Okay. So this episode is for my females, my girlies who just suffer with imposter syndrome or lack confidence. I just want you to know that when you die, you're not going to go, I'm so glad I didn't do that. You're going to go, why didn't I do that? Why did I let fear control my life? Why are all these other people out here overcoming their fear, their imposter syndrome, and I didn't? If you want to be different to the average person is very unhealthy, very unfit, spends way too much time on social media or technology, too afraid to try. So if you don't want to be like the average person, you want to be different, you're going to have to step outside of your comfort zone. You're going to have to get over your fear of being seen. And first of all, you need to get clarity on what it is that you're afraid of and what it is that you want, what you would do. You might be shocked. My gosh, I didn't know that that's what I wanted to do. Or you might be like, I know exactly what I want to do. Why aren't you doing it? That's my next question to you. Why are you not doing it? Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? What was that? What are you waiting for? Okay. I want to go into my what if rampage. Okay. So, with certain episodes, I will be finishing with a what if rampage to really get you going. Okay. So, what if? What if it all worked out? What if you started today, tomorrow, and you already saw an improvement on your mental health? What if you overcame your depression? What if you helped other people on your healing journey? Not just you, but other people. What if you became an inspiration for other women, men, children? What if you do it and you love it? What if it takes you all around the world? What if you got paid more than you ever imagined doing something that you love? What if you made amazing connections? What if you met beautiful people who really wanted to see you succeed and they support you and they elevate you and they recommend you to other people? What if your whole life changes in 6 months, a year, 2 years? What if you don't do it and you never find out? What if you just always watch other people and compare yourself to them and always regret not starting? What if you start a YouTube or a social media channel or a podcast, and you meet incredible people, and it grows so much faster than you ever knew it could? What if brands that you love got in touch with you and wanted to give you free things, or they wanted to pay you to promote their products, products you believe in? What if you got to quit a job that drains you and you got to work for yourself and you got to make six figures, seven figures? What if you overcame any chronic illness you have? What if you healed your anxiety, your depression? What if you figured out who you are and what you want and you figured out a way to make your life work for you and you love it? What if you get to travel around the world, business class, first class, experiencing different cultures? What if you got to provide for your family in ways that you never imagined? What if you never start and you stay the same, and every year nothing changes and you go more and more into this deep, dark hole of regret? Every choice is yours, okay? We have to take radical responsibility for our lives. especially if you have big dreams. The bigger your dreams, the more they scare you, the more you are meant to do it. For me, my purpose, my mission is so much bigger than me. I have been through so many things with my mental, emotional, and physical health, with my confidence. I literally used to hate myself. Genuinely, I wouldn't have been able to say that before, but now I can say it because I don't hate myself anymore. I have turned corners that I didn't know were possible. And that's because I went on this journey. I stepped outside my comfort zone. I decided, why not try? Why not? Why not? I just like to think if I hadn't have done the things that I've done, if I wasn't here, if I hadn't started my own business, multiple businesses, multiple podcasts, multiple social media channels, I wouldn't have met my dream clients. So many are now my friends. I wouldn't have traveled to Bali, to different locations, Morocco. I wouldn't have made the money that I've made. I wouldn't get to work for myself from home without being micromanaged. I wouldn't have healed my chronic gut issues. I wouldn't like who I am. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still a work in progress, but I have come so far from where I was and I'm still going. Like, there is no limit. There is no limit at all. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have gained some clarity and a little kick up the butt to stop being so afraid. Fear doesn't pay your bills. You have no idea what your potential is. You can start so small. I want you to think about one thing that you can do today to get you closer to where you want to be. Send an email, create an account, reach out to someone, close something off. Don't believe what they tell you out there, okay? That money is limited, jobs are limited, the limitations they put on us. Don't believe it, okay? Thank you guys. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Thank you for listening wherever you're listening from. If you're watching, I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you. This is my passion. This is my purpose. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. You are going to be able to binge so many episodes. I have so many episodes for you. So get excited. I would love if you could contact me on social media. Let's connect. Social media links are below. I would love to know your thoughts. If you have a very similar story to me, if you gained some clarity and wisdom from this episode, and if you have other friends, females who you know are struggling, friends, family, strangers, work colleagues, please share this episode with them so we can inspire as many women as possible to step into their power. To step into their purpose and to stop living life in their own life as a side character. You are the director, you are the main character, you are the producer, the editor. You get to decide. Okay? Mwah. Love you lots. Have an amazing day.